Good morning and welcome to another edition of Studies in the Gospels, heard each week right here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your host of this program, where each week we examine the life of Christ as found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Last week, we began to take a look at the events of the final week before the cross. And today we are going to be in Mark chapter 11 as we look at verses 1 through 11 as today we look at Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Now as we begin these events in the final week and the remainder of Jesus' time will be spent in or near Jerusalem from his triumphal entry to his resurrection from the dead. Many people often refer to this first day as Palm Sunday. This is the day in which Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. He was surrounded by large crowds, which laid palm branches on the road before him as he made his way into the city on the colt of a donkey, in fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy. Jesus' disciples did not understand the significance of his entry into Jerusalem until later. John chapter 12 and verse 16 says his disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him and that they had done these things to him. So let's take a closer look now at the triumphal entry of the Lord Jesus into Jerusalem. Let's go to our text, Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and immediately he will send it here.'" So they went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood nearby there said to them, "What are you doing loosing the colt?" And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded. So they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple. So when he had looked around at all things, as the hour was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. So now we begin by noticing the preparations that took place. Jesus and his disciples were nearing Jerusalem. Verse 1 says, "Now when they drew near Jerusalem, to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples." So they took the route through Bethpage and Bethany. These two small villages were located around the Mount of Olives between Jericho and Jerusalem. And Jesus makes arrangement for two disciples to obtain a colt. Verses 2 and 3. And he said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it,' and immediately he will send it here." This would be a colt which no one had previously ridden. We do not know for sure if it was by foreknowledge or a previous agreement with the owner. But Jesus knows the owner will consent. And so the two disciples obtain the colt just as Jesus said they would. And then in verses 4 to 6 we read, "So they went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said to them, 'What are you doing loosing the colt?' And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded, so they let them go." Next, we see the triumphal entry into Jerusalem by Jesus. Verse 7, "Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it." So we see that the colt is brought to Jesus, and they throw their clothes upon the colt, and then Jesus sits upon it. Now Matthew's account here mentions two animals. The second, probably being the mother of the colt to keep it calm. At least we can speculate that, and we cannot dogmatically say what the other one was, but we do know there were two. Matthew 21, verse 2 says, "Saying to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me.'" Verse 21 says, "They brought the donkey and the colt, and they laid their clothes on them and set him on them." So we don't know specifics other than the donkey and the colt were both mentioned and both there. And Jesus would ride upon the colt. Many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut palm branches and spread them in the road before Jesus and their colt. Verse 8, "Many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road." Now there is significance in the clothes being placed on the road before them. We may find this in 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 12 and 13. It says, "And they said, 'A lie, tell us now.' So he said, 'Thus and thus he spoke to me, saying, Thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel. Then each man hastened to take his garment and put it under him on the top of the steps. And they blew trumpets, saying, 'Jehu is king.'" John, in his account, mentions the palm branches. John chapter 12 and verse 13. "Took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel.'" Many of the multitude give praise to Jesus as he passes by them on the colt. Verse 9 and 10. "Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. They cried out, Hosanna, which means save or please save. Notice the 118th Psalm, verses 25 and 26. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Verse 10 again says, Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And we now see Jesus enter into Jerusalem. Verse 11, And Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple. So when he had looked around at all things, as the hour was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. So Jesus goes straight to the temple upon entering Jerusalem. After he looks around, it is now late in the day. So Jesus leaves and does not stay. And so then we see Jesus returns to Bethany. He returns to Bethany with the 12, as we saw there in verse 11. It is likely that he stayed here at the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus until the Passover. Now let's consider a few things about these events and Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. And we need to note that this event was the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. Matthew, in his account, explains this to us. Notice Matthew chapter 21, verses 4 and 5. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, lowly, and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9, it says, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation. Lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. And so we see Matthew records the fulfillment of the prophecy of Zechariah. Some scholars also believe that Jesus' short visit to the temple upon arrival was a fulfillment of Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1. Notice that. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. Now this kingdom, let's consider the nature of the kingdom that was about to be established soon. The action and the words of the multitude indicate their anticipation of the coming of the Messiah. Again, look back to verse 10. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Now recall, there had been previous efforts by some to try and force Jesus to be a king, but he refused. John chapter 6 and verse 15 says, "Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone." The Jews were looking for Jesus to be a physical king, but Jesus made it very clear that his kingdom was not of this world, but that it was a spiritual kingdom. He made this quite clear to the Pharisees in Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. "Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, "See here," or "See there." For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you." Jesus made this also very clear to Pontius Pilate in John chapter 18. Notice verse 36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." The Apostle Paul also made it clear that the kingdom was spiritual and not physical. Romans chapter 14 and verse 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 50 says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption." Jesus' selection of the colt indicated the spiritual nature of his kingdom. For normally kings would ride on a horse as a symbol of war and power. But the donkey symbolized peace, and such is the nature of the kingdom of heaven. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And notice the excitement and praise of the crowd at Jesus' arrival. Just imagine the excitement that was among the crowd that day. Imagine the celebration. Think of the joy. And then think of just how quickly they would turn against him. But the praise of Jesus would reach eternal heights after his ascension. In spite of their turning on him at this time. Revelation chapter 5, beginning in verse 8, says, "Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.' Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom, and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Then the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. Our praise can reach to the heights every Lord's day. Have you considered that? We can also look forward to our praise of Jesus when he returns for his church. For on that day we will be glorified with him. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 10 says, When he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. And so as we begin to bring things together to a close today, like the triumphal entry, but to a much greater degree, what a glorious day it is going to be when our Lord Jesus returns. But when he comes again, he will not be coming to offer himself for our sins like he did at his first coming. But instead, he will be coming and bringing eternal salvation for those who believe and obey. Notice Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. And as it is appointed for man once to die once, but after this the judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. It will be a day reflecting the joy of salvation for those who eagerly await and anticipate his return. Unfortunately, for many it will be a day of destruction and condemnation for many. In fact, it will be that for the majority. Notice 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. And to give you who are troubled rest with us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. We anxiously await his triumphant return at the last day, and we must faithfully serve him today in his spiritual kingdom of righteousness, joy, and peace. We close with the words of Luke chapter 19, verse 38, saying, Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Thank you for joining us today. We'll continue our study, if the Lord wills, next week of those events of the final week. Thanks for joining. So long, and have a great day.